Hello, hello, hello. Welcome back.
That's really scary. We're not going to do that anymore, I promise. Welcome back to the I Almost Died podcast. I am Ben
of the week.
And I feel maybe a blood clot in my neck right now. The second I started this episode, I just felt a little pain, and I irrationally will think sometimes, and I'll be like, oh, that's definitely a blood clot going to my brain, and it is going to hit my brain, and then I will die, and then someone is going to have to edit this podcast, and it'll probably be really traumatizing to watch.
So,
today, on the pod, today I have a topic that I feel like a lot of us, a lot of y'all, a lot of we-me's can relate to, and that is phone addiction, internet addiction, dictionary addiction. I wonder if anyone has ever been, like, addicted to the dictionary, like, imagine if you've ever been addicted to anything like Minecraft, or, well, I guess there's a lot of things other than Minecraft that people are addicted to, but me personally, the only one that I can relate to is Minecraft. Anyways, what I was saying was, like, I wonder if, like, imagine waking up in the morning and all you can think about, all that is, like, running through your mind is the dictionary. You're like thinking about all the juicy, succulent words that are just like waiting to be installed in your brain. They're so interesting. They're so marvelous. Like, there has to be someone out there who's gotten addicted to the dictionary, because, like, listen, we didn't have, okay, it had to be the 1700s when they invented drugs. What did they do before that? People still must have got addicted to things. It had to have been dictionaries. That's the one thing that everyone had. I'm sure someone just took it too far and they're like, whoa, this dictionary's kind of crazy. Yo, I'm up a dictionary right now. Anyways, I look like what you sweep up with a dustpan. So sorry if you're watching this on the video version on YouTube. My apologies. I have been not having a good week. So that's that. But that's a whole other topic. I want to talk about phone addiction. And in the interest of keeping this the I Almost Died podcast, keeping it relatable about near-death experiences, I guess the way I broke my phone addiction was kind of in relation to almost dying. We'll get into that in a bit. But I want to talk about how common it is. And I feel like if you made it out of this pandemic without getting a phone addiction or internet addiction or, like, addiction to something online, I think you might have stronger willpower than the Navy SEALs. Well, do they have willpower? What does willpower mean? I actually don't know. I'd just be saying that. Who is Will and why is he powerful? Like, I don't. Anyways, I just think it's like, it would be really amazing and really, really unheard of if there was someone who, like, made it through the whole, like, past year and a half without getting addicted to their phone. Because let's be honest. Okay, first of all, like, the way these, okay, this sounds so, like, stupid coming from me, a social media influencer, but it's really kind of crazy. It's actually kind of crazy how, like, all social media platforms are just made to be as addictive as possible. And I was going to say we don't talk about it enough, but we do talk about it. I feel like everyone knows this, that, like, every social media platform is as addictive as possible. It's in their best interest to keep you watching and scrolling as long as possible to get more ads and more money in their pocket. But, like, that's kind of crazy, don't you think? Like, and I mentioned, like, we all, like, it's not like, why is nobody talking about this? Everyone knows about this, but, like, there's nothing we can do about it. Like, you simply, in 2021, cannot be like, oh, I don't have Instagram. I know one person, keep in mind I'm biased because, like, in the social media world, obviously everyone has social media, but like, I know literally one person who doesn't have Instagram. I know a few people who don't have TikTok, but that's literally just because it's TikTok and it's new, blah, 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 blah. But like, there's no escaping it is the crazy thing, is the real crazy thing. So for example, I deleted my Facebook like 2 years ago. In retrospect, probably would have been deleted with all the Facebook crashing that I do. It's not like it was going to be around for much longer at this rate, but I deleted my Facebook, and well, for the main reason, it being cringy. Second reason, I didn't really have any friends in high school, so didn't really need that to keep in touch. I see like lots of locals using Facebook still, and I'm like, maybe you need to go touch some grass. Maybe I need to touch some grass. Anyways, I deleted Facebook and I really didn't feel that much of a difference. Like, Facebook, for one thing, was never addicting to me, aside from like they had fun games when I was like really little and was like 10 years old and had Facebook, which was definitely not allowed, but I had it because I broke the rules, because rules are meant to be broken. Just kidding, if you're a lawyer or the police watching this, rules are meant to be hugged and kissed. And anyways, so when I deleted Facebook, I really felt no regret. I had no FOMO. I was like, I'm really not missing out on anything at all. The only thing I feel like I missed out on when I deleted Facebook was Facebook Marketplace apparently is freaking banging. Like, apparently you can buy crazy stuff on Facebook Marketplace. You can buy like food or like home-cooked food. People are just selling like pupusas or like just random home-cooked pierogies, like you name it. Someone in your neighborhood is probably making it. So that's like, I guess, good. And if you need a table or like a PS3, you could probably buy it on there. But like, Facebook as a whole never interested me past the age of 13. Past the age of 14. But regardless, like, Facebook is easy to dump. But platforms like Instagram and TikTok, well, let's do this one by one. Instagram is, I feel, not the most addictive, but definitely doesn't feel the best. Because, like, you really will just scroll and scroll and scroll, and then it'll be an hour, and you'll be like, I have gotten nothing out of this. I have not gotten a single thing out of me being on this app for the past hour. First of all, the feed posts, I feel, are very, like, just, like, I don't care. I don't care. I'm so sorry. Like, I'll scroll, and I'm just looking at all these pictures, and I'm like, okay. Like, I know you probably, so, say, I guess this is more kind of like prevalent in the social media world, but I'll like scroll through people's pictures and I'll be like, okay, you're at the beach, let's say. You probably went there, took some pictures, and then left. You're probably at the beach, probably didn't even go to the beach. I bet you 90% of the people that like are like influencers or whatever that went to the beach and took a picture, they did not go in the water. They barely touched the sand. I can almost guarantee that. It's like Instagram has ruined pictures for me, which is a big thing to ruin. Because pictures are kind of like an important thing, you know? Like, they've been out here doing them since the 1800s. And it's like one of the main ways you can keep memories of things. And it's actually insane to me how Instagram has ruined pictures for me. It's fully like ruined pictures for me. And I mean it in this way because, like, I just hate, first of all, I hate having my picture taken. Gross. Like, I don't like it. Barf central, barf city. Second of all, I hate going to take pictures for the sake of Instagram or for the sake of social media. That, I would rather drive nails through my skull with like a kiddie's playset hammer, like a Bob the Builder toy hammer from Toys R Us. I'd rather go like boop boop boop, bunk bunk bunk, nails into my brain rather than like go like drive 30 minutes to take pictures in front of like a wall. That kind of makes me feel psychotic. So anyways, I guess I should explain why I don't like that. Like, if you enjoy just going out and taking pictures for like the sake of taking pictures, like, good on you. Like, if it truly makes you happy, like, don't stop doing it. Like, forget what I'm saying. Like, if it truly, for no one's sake but your own, makes you happy taking pictures of like yourself, go for it. Like, I'm happy for you. But me personally, I hate going to take pictures for the sake of Instagram or social media, because it's like, first of all, like, it's all staged. Like, the whole moment is staged. You're not really at the beach enjoying the sand. You're there so you can get your likes and your little validation on Instagram. Now, I'm very, very much guilty of this. I used to like suffer from this for the longest time. I wouldn't really per se like go too far out of my way to take Instagram pictures, but I would definitely like go for a walk or like try and catch the sunset just to take Instagram pictures. And then it would get to the point where I was like, why? Why am I doing this? Why am I out here in a field? I wouldn't normally walk to this field to enjoy the sunset. No, I'm only doing it because I can take a little pretty picture for my little pretty Instagram. Like, it's so moronic. So that's my qual. What is that, a word? I feel like that's a word. Probably not, though. That is like my beef with like just going to take pictures. I really think candid pictures are fun. Like, if your friends just take pictures of you and you're not like really prepared for it, or just like, oh, this is like a fun place, or oh, I'm doing something fun, or maybe I have a cool outfit, then take the pictures. Take them all. But like, Lord, I hate ruining a moment with pictures. That's the other thing. I really just can't stand like being on a trip or something and having like hours and hours and hours of it go to just like taking pictures for Instagram. It's like, maybe 18-year-old me would have liked this. Maybe like me being a baby on social media, like when I first started social media, maybe I would have liked this. But I just want to appreciate the moment, to be honest. So anyways, that's my beef with just the feed post portion of Instagram. Second of all is stories. I am a story, WHORE, if you don't follow me on Instagram. I post so much on Instagram. Now, I used to do it for a couple of reasons. I used to be like, have people tell me like, oh, like you need to post on Instagram stories because it'll get your engagement up and blah, 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 and like you can be active. Like, just all this dumb like algorithm stuff. It's like, that really doesn't matter. Like, really doesn't matter. Like, story views don't matter. But anyways, so I would like post a crap ton on Instagram stories, and it became such a habit. Like, literally probably for the past 3 years, I've at all times had a story on my, like, in like, if you clicked on my profile picture, there would be a story for people to watch. And I used to do it for like not purely, but a big reason would be to like boost engagement. Oh, but now like I find it so fun to just post like scary stuff on Instagram stories, like just the most random like cursed images you can ever find, or like scary TikToks. Like, I feel like it's like I'm like reappropriating the Instagram story and making it something that so many people take so seriously and just having fun with it. Ha ha ha. So that's what I'm trying to do. That's what I do now. I'm not even trying. I do enjoy posting my Instagram story. I feel like it's the most fun. Anyways, Instagram as a whole, I'd say it's not that addictive. I'm never like craving to go on Instagram. Sometimes I'll just open the app because I'm like, oh, I'm bored. And then it'll be like muscle memory to hit the Instagram button. But I really don't feel that addicted to it. So we'll get on to the next addictive one right after this quick break. Okay, hello. We just talked about Instagram, how addictive it can be. Now let's bring up TikTok. So TikTok, for me personally, my For You page is pretty good. So I wouldn't say that being on TikTok makes me feel bad. In fact, a lot of the time I have some real hearty laughter. I have some real chuckles on that app. My laptop almost turned off and it scared me. I have some real chuckles on TikTok, and it's honestly, for the majority of the time, pretty fun. I know that might just be my For You page, and a lot of people might have different experiences, but it's pretty fun, except for the odd time where I see, no, we're not going to talk about that. Anyways, but let's talk about the addictivity of TikTok, because that is something that I'm just blown away by. I don't think there's any other apps where you can just be on it for hours and it doesn't feel like it. And you're like, oh my God, that's 2 hours gone. I haven't moved for 2 hours. I'm vegetating. My skin is fused to my bed and the skin cells are intertwining with the fabric. Like, it's insane. And I'm literally guilty of it because I make content on there. And I'm sure, I don't know if my content is addicting. I don't know about that. I don't know if I could watch more than two of my videos at a time. They're kind of a lot, but it's like, who do you be mad at for that? For any of this, for the whole, like, being addicted to your phone problemo, who can you be mad at other than the people that made the algorithm and, like, the giant tech executives that run these social media platforms? It's like, you can't be mad at the creators making the content that's so addicting, because it's like, okay, like, they're expressing themselves, they're creative, and, you know, it's, like, good to watch. But it's, like, the platform and the process of just scrolling and scrolling and scrolling it feels demonic. It really does. And like, so I'd say TikTok is like the most addictive app that I've ever seen and that exists right now. And you see, this is the funny thing, you see like a lot of these platforms like try and like they'll like, I'm sure you've seen that TikTok where it's like, hey, take a break from scrolling, blah 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 blah. Or you'll see on Instagram like some like well-being posts that like someone made in Photoshop in like 10 minutes. And it's like, it's such a facade to me. Like, it feels very like ingenuine seeing like these social media platforms be like, we care about your mental health. Stop scrolling, baby girl, go outside and touch some grass. But it's like, y'all are the ones that designed this algorithm and this format that makes us literally addicted. And it's like, can I blame y'all? Because, like, it works. And at the end of the day, I feel like all companies want to do is make money. So, like, it's working for them. Like, it's like, why would they stop? Why would they make it? So, it's like, you're gonna watch 10 videos and you're, like, cut off for the day. Like, obviously, they're gonna wanna keep making you watch. But it's, like, so weird to me seeing, like, PSAs from them being like, slow down, speed racer. Here, you've watched a lot of content today. It's like, But that's what you want. But that's what you designed this entire algorithm for, is to keep me hooked. So that's a little strange to me. that's a whole thing for another time. But okay, so the way I wanted to like bring this back to like how I broke my phone addiction, but it still comes back. So it's like how I manage my phone addiction. Because yes, I am addicted to my phone and social media, and it's really bad. And it definitely, I literally envy people that like drop all social media and just don't check it. Now, I don't think I'd ever want to like fully drop social media, because me personally, I love making content. It is so fun to me. I don't know what I do without like, oh, the hiccup. I know what I would do without hiccups. I would live a happy life. But like, I don't know what I would do without like having a platform to create online. So like, I don't know. I don't think I'd ever like fully quit social media ever. Like, I'd always post, but like thinking I would think I would love to just delete all the apps off my phone and only use them to like post. I know a few friends that have done that, and I think they really liked it. I think it was like a really fun experience for them. So potentially I would try it, but I'm realizing that like overall, I really don't get anything from scrolling through social media. It'll like, I'll get the occasional laugh, then I'll go on Instagram and and then I'll feel like bad about myself, and then I will log off, and that's my day. So I'm really thinking of like just not abandoning, but not looking at any social media. Cause like I've already kind of started it. I've essentially muted almost everyone that I follow on a lot of platforms, except for like the people I really care about and really like don't want to miss their posts. And honestly, that's helped a ton. Like I'll get to the end of my Instagram stories, which rarely happens to me, but like I'll get to the end and then I'm like, okay, that's it. Time to log off. You've seen it all. And I think that's like a little baby step, but I think it's like a good idea. And I think you guys, like, I'm sure you've all seen people who like you truly don't care about. Don't feel bad muting them so you don't see their stories. Like, it's, don't feel bad. They'll be fine without your story view. I promise. But regardless, do I have a tick? Y'all, I got bit by a tick in a field a week ago. Really thought I was going to die. Not enough to make a whole episode about it, but hey, I got bit by a tick. Thought I was going to die. Anyways, back to bringing it back to kind of how I broke it. First of all, I've always kind of been scared of my phone because I think I mentioned this in like the podcast where I talked about like OCD and hypochondria. I always thought my phone was going to give me cancer. So I used to like really be scared of it. Like I would limit my use on it so much. And I feel like it's like a good thing to be scared of your phone. Like really just look at your phone and think about it. And like I feel like it's so easy for us to just pick up our phone and not even think about like the device that we're holding. It's just like, oh, like we're entering this world when we pick up our phone. It's like we should really think about like what we're doing on here. Like it's so easy to pick up your phone and not put it down for the next 2 hours. But like to think like, okay, I am going to be on my phone and I'm going to press buttons and stare at like a screen, a beam of light. And is this going to make me feel good? No. So I'm only going to do it for what's essential and only for like a little bit of time. So like, I think that's a good way to approach being addicted to your phone. Like just being like more consciously aware, because I think that like the way we get addicted is we don't think, we just let content flow onto us and we don't think about it. We don't think about what we want to get from it and how long we want to be on our phones for. We just let it roll over us like a wave, which is not good. So I think definitely if you're looking to break your, if you have a phone addiction and you're trying to like get out of it, definitely like think about how it makes you feel before and after you go on it. Think about why you're going on it. If it's purely for entertainment, then think, what else could I do to entertain myself? Do I want to hang out with friends or something? Or if it's for validation, if you're like going to go on social media to post, thinking that like likes and comments will make you feel better.
Sweetie, let me stop you right there. That's not gonna happen.
And if you're like sitting at home like, well, it does. Well, I feel validated. I feel good when I get likes and comments. I want this. This is gonna sound so like mean and like blunt, but I want you to think about like what a like and a comment really is in like 2021. Think about how many posts people like in a day. Your post probably isn't standing out to them. It's gonna be in the catalog of the 200 other posts that that person saw in that day. And how many days are in a year? 365. Like, think about all the content. That one thing you posted isn't going to be meaningful enough to like stick with someone. It's like there's so many other things you could do to like really have an impact on someone than like an Instagram post. Like, I don't really have this beef with TikTok because you can really like have like good change or like make an impact with like a TikTok. Like, you've seen so much stuff, so much like impact start with TikTok. So like that's not really the same case. But like posting like a selfie or like a picture of yourself solely for wanting validation, it's not good in the long term. And that can be addictive. Let me tell you, it can really be addictive. Like seeing just likes come in and then like always wanting to take more pictures. I mean, like it's not pretty. It's really not pretty. So, what? Okay, let's make a pact together. You and me. You and me, baby. We're going to make a pact tonight. We are going to try and limit our screen time. I want you to look at your screen time right now. Where's mine? I want to look at my screen time. Oh, it's right here. Okay. I'm going to read my screen time for y'all, and it's probably going to be really depressing, and I might think about it for like 3 hours and not be able to go to sleep. But how do you find it? Settings, screen time. I saw this TikTok where someone had like 100 hours in their settings app. Like they were addicted to their settings app. I'm like, okay. Oh. Mm-hmm. So on average, I spend 8 hours in front of a screen. Let's go. Holy, that is depressing. Anyways, so I want you all to look at your screen time and let's try and lower it by 30 minutes each day. So right now, like mine today was 7 hours and 40 minutes. Tomorrow, I want to lower it to 7 hours and 10 minutes, but I'll just make it 7 hours because 30, 40 minutes, tomato, tomato, baby. And let's just see like how low we can get it before it like actually starts like getting hard to do the things we need to do on our phone. Like, I don't know, like email or drawing or stuff like that. Obviously, there's exceptions, but let's really try to... Oh my God, I've picked up my phone 129 times today. That is so scary. I've gotten 177 notifications. By the way, let me just say this right now. Put your phone on Do Not Disturb all the time. You can like make exceptions for like people that need to text you, but not having notifications has been really easy. I guarantee you that if I have had like notifications on all the time, my screen time would be like 4 more hours. And I'm sure I'd be picking up my phone a ton. So try and pick up your phone less. Try and get like everything done that you need to get done in one go so you can like go 8 hours without touching your phone. I think that would be pretty sick. I think that'd be pretty dope. But let's make that goal together. Let's set this little goalio. 30 minutes off our screen time every single day until it gets to the point where it's like stopping you from getting work done. And also turn off your notifications, baby girl. You don't need them. I promise you. Oh my God. I actually feel sick. I actually feel nauseous. I can't believe I'm really spending that much time. Okay, well, you know what? It goes up. I think that's kind of like flawed because I edited for like 5 hours today. So that kind of affects it. But I feel kind of sick to my stomach knowing the extent of it. I was always scared to like check my screen time because I'm like, it's going to be really unpretty and I'm going to realize how addicted I actually am. And here we are. I'll read you my biggest things. TikTok is 1 hour and 49 minutes. The daily average is 2 hours. Instagram is 1.5 hours. That needs to be cut down. You know, TikTok, I'll keep for a little bit, but Instagram, she's done. I need to cut her down. App limit. I'm going to add a limit right now. 1 hour, which is freaking a lot, but I need to start somewhere. 1 hour. Which, by the way, screen time limits really don't work. Like, I had it for Twitter for a while because I was really addicted to Twitter. You will just keep pressing, like, give me more time so you can keep going on it. But it's a good way to start. And maybe you can find a way to trick your brain to, like, not ignoring your screen time notifications. Somehow I have 44 minutes on Airbnb today. Not sure how that... Oh! I was looking at Airbnbs because I thought it'd be fun. But it wasn't. It just made me sad. So, anyways... Ew, I can't believe I spent 8 hours on my phone. I really just don't want to like die when I'm like, I don't know what age that I'm going to die. And just be like, wow, I really spent half my life on my phone. That is terrifying to me. So you and me, we're going to make this pact. We're going to stop being addicted to our phone, hopefully. But regardless, thank you so much for watching or listening. If you're listening to this, if you want to do me a big favor and rate this 5 stars on Apple Podcasts, truly helps a ton. If you're listening to this and you want to watch the video is on my YouTube channel, I Almost Died, my separate channel. And if you're watching the YouTube video, it's available on Spotify, everything. I love you so much. Take care. Let's break this phone addiction together. Bend of the week. It's chill.